The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Ajaret, Azalet, Usia, Lucia, Metcatelin, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Tukadamizbea Lotikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say of you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me. But it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May he ever shine his face upon you and give you peace. Now, I hope all you are doing well today. Yeah, because today we have success reading. What is a success reading? It's a reading about a certain object of success. A certain object of success. Now, with the success reading, these come directly from God. These come directly from God. They come straight out. There are no questions. I think about it, and it comes forward. Now, there are no questions you can give to it. Or no. Because these are direct from God. And they are, you know, they're very pointed and very direct. They are very direct. So I know you want one. Everybody does. You can have one. It can be about something. It could be about something physical. It could be about money. It could be about a person. It could be about anything. Anything whatsoever. Well, I tell you what, something better be direct right now. And what it is a commercial.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, you know some people, I thought I had to tell you this. But starting this Sunday, we're going to do something new. Yeah, something new. And, well, you ought to like it. You'll like it much. You know, but it is something new. It is something new. And when it happens, some of you you'll be totally flabbergasted, but it'll help you. It'll help you. Now, that's all. It will help you. It will be totally good and totally different. Totally good and totally different. Now, I tell you that because I want you to be on guard for it. Yeah, to be on guard for it. It will be something special. It'll be something special. Now, you wait for it. That's this Sunday. You know, and that's, 3 o'clock? You know. Then it will come. It'll take place. It may be by about 4 o'clock or so. Yeah, it'll be about 4 o'clock. But this Sunday, you will have something special. All right? All right, now we're going to start with these accessories. And remember, there ain't no questions. There are no questions. So just take the reading. And when I say God bless you, then you say God bless you. That's it. All right. Okay. All right. Area code 903. This is Papa Say.
Hello, Papa Say.
How are you?
Let's come for success. Fine. Let's come for success reading.
Okay. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hold on one moment. Okay. You take responsibility for misfortune and think it's all your fault. Actually, your influence on the situation is only minor. Stop blaming yourself. Other hidden factors are involved here. Do not do anything right now because you may aggravate the situation. Wait for a few days and you will see the light. All of it. God bless you.
God bless you, Papa. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, here's another one. Area code 704. Area code 704, hello.
Hello, hey, Papa Say, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I would like to get a success reading.
Okay. Hold on, please. Rumors about you circulating and causing you to grieve. Just a whole bunch of rumors, a whole bunch of stuff is going around you. The person who started this seems to and to try to blemish you and does not seek your favor. Now, beware of him or her. And do not volunteer any information. Alternately, if you heard dreadful predictions about something, it's better to examine the matter thoroughly. Examine the matter thoroughly and not be drawn into despair. That's all. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, come somebody else. 313, Papa, say hello.
Hi, Papa. I want a success reading, then Tony wants one.
Okay. 1 second. Okay. Being trapped between the hammer and the anvil. You got involved between two factors, people or situations. And each party places unreasonable demands on you. So you don't know to whom to comply with first. Use your best judgment and decide which one of the parties is really worth your effort. Now, possibly abandonment of one of the sides involved will happen. Possibly abandonment of one of the sides will happen. Okay. God bless you.
God bless you. Here's Antonio.
Okay.
Hey, Papa Say.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on. Okay, you must be patient and stick to your faith and optimism. Success is just around the corner. So please wait. Now, you will see pleasant surprises. You will see pleasant surprises. If your question is about relationship matters or family matters, a sympathetic, graceful, and considerate approach is to a close person. You know, a sympathetic, graceful, and considerate approach to a close person will help you regain his or her heart. Okay, God bless you.
God bless you too, Papa, saying thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, well, well. Okay. Here's another one. Let me see. Yeah, this is Erica 704. Erica 704, this is Papa. Say hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. I just want a reading.
Oh. One moment. One moment.
Okay.
Okay. You retain important information that will benefit you in the future. In other words, you keep important information that will benefit you in the future. This information gives you an advantage over others. It will come to fruition in the near future. Now, in the meantime, watch your mouth and do not reveal anything to anyone. Yep. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. God bless you.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Well, well, well. Here's another one. Area code 704-922. How are you doing? This is Papa Say.
Hi, Papa Say.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I would like to get a reading.
Okay. Hold on a second. Oh, yeah. Okay. Expect good outcomes in this issue. Great joy and abundance will come in the spiritual and material realms. Loving people will share your joy. If your question was about marriage or union or partnerships, you will see great success. Now it's time to organize a party with many participants. It's time to organize a party with many participants. Now, God bless you.
And God bless you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
And thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, we have another one. We have another one. At area code 773. 773, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say. How are you today?
We are fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Can I have a success reading, please?
A success reading? Boy,
yes,
boy, boy, I'll tell you something. Hold on. Who got despised? Despite the wear and tear of a tedious routine, you must find the beauty in the mundane things that appear along your route. Despite the wear and tear of a tedious routine, you must find the beauty in the mundane things along your divine providence is on your side, and guiding angels protect you and lead you along the right path. You should be joyful and thankful because you shall thrive. You'll do well. You'll do well. All right. God bless you.
Thank you, Papa. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, you see, it is going good. These readings are going good. Here's someone here. Area code 832. 832, hello. This is Papa Say.
Yes, I would like to get a success reading.
Okay. Hold on. What you want will not materialize soon, which is a positive thing. Complex events and relationships from the past are still blocking the road. Complex events and relationships from the past are still blocking the road. If you receive what you strive for right now, you will be disappointed. You must hold your fire. If you receive what you strive for right now, you will be disappointed. Now, you must hold your fire. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you also. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Well, some of you people, well, everybody has a good success message. Every one of you have a good success message. You know, success is yours by divine right. I'll say it again. Success is yours by divine right. You have the right of God to have success. Now, wait a minute. There's someone else here. Well, okay. By Skype, this is Papa Say.
Hi, Papa Say. I was wondering if you could give me a little different type of success reading. I have a building project that I'd like to know the outcome.
Well, wait a minute. Let me give it to you straight out, and then we see how it fits with it. Okay?
Oh, okay.
One moment.
Okay, sure.
Now, what is blocking your way is an important vow from the past that you haven't fulfilled yet, either for yourself or someone else. You must take care of unfinished business. And now, when you arrive at a conclusion point, new horizons will open and a new and joyful cycle in your life will begin. Yeah, now that's all I've got. That's all I got. Horizons will open and a new and joyful cycle in your life will begin.
How would I figure out what the vow is?
Read Psalm 43 will show you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Well, now, success is a right that you have from Almighty God. It is a right. It is a right. You, because you are His hoodoo child, He will give you success. And what is success? It is everything working out to your favor. Success is everything working out to your favor. Now, when you think about that, that sounds like a whole lot. But if everything's working out to your favor, everything will be what? It'll be good. It'll be good. See, that's the thing with hoodoo people. That's the thing with hoodoo people. And what is it? We don't have no bad messages. Don't nothing bad happen to us. Only thing that happens is good. Yeah, that's right. The only thing that happens is good. So when you hear a hoodoo person talking about good and this is blessed and that and some, you know, some other, they are telling you the truth. Only good things happen to these hoodoo people. That's all. Now, there are other people who teach you, well, some things good, some things bad. But you know what? The bad things, hear this good, the bad things are from them. Their own mind puts the evil and bad things out. So what comes back to them? The bad comes back to them. What you put out, you get back. If you put out good, you get good. If you put out bad, you get bad. There are people who take hoodoo and take it to mean, well, I'm going to stop all cross spirits and all on, because, no. You know, just stop it. Just stop it. Just stop it. The cross spirit is in you. It's not in a person. It's in you. So when evil comes, okay, when evil comes, it is just a recycling of its own self. It's going what? Back to its source. And its source is you. The evil is going right back to where it came from. It came from you, and it's going back home to you. See, so success only teaches that what came out has to go back. Now, these success readings tell you certain things about it, about when it'll come back and how it will come back. Even though something looks wrong to a hoodoo person, even though it looks wrong, it is not evil. It is not wrong. Why? Because it is only the good coming back. And when it comes back, you have to see it the way it is. Can you hear me now? Do you dig it? There are people who proclaim hoodoo, who proclaim it, who will tell you all types of evil things, all types of bad things, all types of disgusting things, all types of wrong things. And they will tell you that it's either hoodoo or else it is some wrong which came from hoodoo. when somebody says that has wrong, that, well, I was just hoodooed by somebody. I was fixed by somebody. This is not true. This is not true. Are you saying, Papa Say, that you cannot be hoodooed by anybody? Yes, I'm saying that. If you are hoodooed, what does that mean? You now have the blessing of God on you. Hoodoo means the praise. It is an old word. So you cannot have any evil on you. You can't. You can't. Every one of these hoodoo readings are for good. Every one. They are for good and for blessing and for a good purpose. There's one thing that says, where God says, I know the purpose that I have for you, that you will have good to get an expected end. The Lord God, blessed be his name, has only a good ending for you. Glory be to God. He don't have no evil. He don't have no bad. Only good. So you see, now that changes things a little bit. It all changed your thinking. There are people who believe that since they believe in a wrong spirit, since they believe in an evil spirit, that the evil spirit has come to them. They believe that the evil spirit is so powerful that it can do almost anything. But that evil spirit can do nothing. Glory be to God. Because God has given you the strength to endure it. What I am teaching you is hoodoo prior to 1920. I am teaching you the hoodoo that the old folks knew. And the hoodoo that was, I sincerely hate to say, that was brought here from Africa. They brought it to here from Africa. See, because, I'm going to tell you something. I tell people, well, see, my heritage is Igbo, I-G-B-O, Igbo. And among the Igbo, there is nothing bad that God does. There are things that are created, but that do good or evil, but God does nothing evil, nothing bad. Nope. No, he does nothing. There is only one. There is a spirit named Ekwensu who does evil and whatnot. And when you deal with Ekwensu, people say, oh, I don't know how it's going to be. Oh, I don't, you know, Ekwensu has no power. He has no power greater than God. He can only do what God allows him to do. And Ekwensu has the power to operate within God's realm. So the evil spirit cannot do evil to God's people. He can only do good. Or just stay away from them. See, God is the creator of all things. Good, bad, ugly, you call it what you want. Call it what you want. God created it. And God controls it. And God, believe it, believe me now, God can destroy it if it is his will. If it is his will. Those things which are in the world do not control the people of God. Let me tell you, hear me? Those things which are in the world do not control the people of God. They can't. God's people are controlled by God himself. Glory be to God. Baruch Hashem. They are controlled by God himself. Therefore, they can only do the things which come from God and are controlled by who? God himself. There are people who believe that the devil, will do so much evil to them. So much evil. In fact, the Christians built the whole thing on it. It's good against evil. You know, it's and all of this stuff here, they go through this. If you live with it, oh, that's the evil one. Even things such as you being married, you know, are controlled by the evil one. Everything is controlled by the evil one. Everything. But that ain't in the Bible. It ain't there. He says, I make good and I create evil. I, the Lord your God, do all these things. He creates evil. He creates evil. What that is saying is that I am the one. When you look at this, I'm the one who does everything. There's nothing that has more power than me. Nothing has does. Which is the same. It's the same for us Jews. It's the same in Hoodoo religion. It's the same in Igbo religion. It's the same wherever you go. The same wherever you go. Bless God's people. Bless you. And I tell you, you have a great honor. You have a beneficence. You receive from God his good. You hear that which other people have not heard. Those which say they believe in hoodoo don't believe in no hoodoo. No, they believe in a witchcraft. And they call it hoodoo. They don't believe in it. They use all kind of spells and bad things against other people. Now that ain't hoodoo. No, it's not. That's not hoodoo. That is not hoodoo. Hoodoo is joy and peace and graciousness and love. They are always trying to make some, you know, if you look at some of the stuff that they have about hoodoo, you look at a picture of hoodoo, the being that they make is always some kind of ugly something. When they think about having a hoodoo somewhere, it's always a graveyard or something. It's always something ugly. It's never nothing good. Never nothing good. They ought to, you know, with hoodoo, they ought to put oranges and grapes and bananas. That's hoodoo food. It's hoodoo. They ought to put that with it, but they don't have it there. They cannot put it there because it would totally disrupt their minds. Hoodoo does not believe in nothing wrong, but only in what is right.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
All of you are very, very, very lovely. You're nice people. You are. And that is why every one of you will have a blessing from Almighty God. Now, I'm telling you, you will have a blessing from Almighty God. And now, with that blessing, I expect you to use it to your good and the good of others next to you. Now, this is how you do it. Get yourself three brand new pennies, or three pennies. Three pennies. And I want you to take these three pennies and keep them in your pocket, for about five days. Keep them in your pocket for 5 days. And I want you to take them out. And on one penny, I want you to keep it. You don't give it to nobody. For the second one, I want you to place it somewhere near, on a building or on the ground somewhere. But the third one, I want you to give it away. I want you to give it away. Now, what you are doing is you are spreading the blessings of God around. You are spreading the blessings of God. Now, I know with some people who are thinking, I ain't going to give that up. I ain't going to spread it around for what? You know why? Because what you put out, you get back. From pennies come dollars. From pennies come dollars. What you put out, you get back. Now, that is all that the Jews were practicing. That's all they do. That is everything they do. They put money out, and money comes back. It comes back. Now, you tried too with the 3 pennies. With the 3 pennies. Now, I'm telling you, you will see a change with that. You will see a change. You will be blessed like you never were before. Yes, sir, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. Now, and always, I want you to remember, you are so lovely. I love you all, and I thank you, and I ask you for one thing. We'll be here tomorrow for the love readings, will you? For the love readings. Be here tomorrow, Wednesday, at 7 p.m. for the love readings. Now, that's all. Now, that's all. And remember, there are many, 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 many different types of what they call a hoodoo. But there's only one real hoodoo. Only one. One real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. God keep you. God bless you. May he shine his face.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors.
Yeah, I had to see, I had to stop that. May he shine his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in. From this time forth and even forevermore, you are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. You are blessed of the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. You are blessed of the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. And remember this, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Goodbye and God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.